Blog Talk Radio.
Grind. Get what you wanna be, you know that you better grind. Grindology.
Chicago, when there's like when the weather gets like maybe about 67, that's when you start seeing everybody like pour back out into the streets. That's why I'm at, guys. I am so happy to get to see you guys, your beautiful faces, and of course, once again, this is Grindology, where we study all things professional. I am your host, your grindologist, Lisette Hernton, and we're right here at the TTLO Media Station doing big things. I done came back into the station, guys, and everything has changed. Do you hear me? Everything has evolved. The systems have changed. We got Dr. Dana over here doing brand new things in the media. I'm like, okay, I came in here like, all right, okay, this looks, you know, this looks together. You know how black people got to be when you start seeing stuff improve. Look at your little set. Your little show getting there. Look at that. Look at your little banner on there. Wait a minute. First of all, am I seeing closed captions? Oh my God. That is so wicked. I'm like, is that closed caption coming out of? I'm telling you guys, CTLO, we're doing big things every week. Every week. So on Mondays, let me just give you the drop down so we can, you know, get this thing going. On Mondays, we have Missionary Mondays with my guy, my bruh, and partner in crime. I used to call you what? My engineerical guru, my spiritual Yoda. He gets you all to the right. Dr. Dana, definitely on Mondays, he kicks it off. And then we got Tuesdays, right? It's our Tuesdays where we have Healthy Soul Talk with our girl, Dr. Thomas, who comes in. She gets your spirit right. And then on Thursdays, of course, you got your girl coming back at you, Grindology, where we, you know, we study all things grinding, and we just get everybody on point. And then we close out on our Fridays with Praise Break Friday, where we just get turned up because God has allowed us to survive another week. So, guys, we got a short, short week this week. I don't know for everybody. We know that the 4th of July is celebrated on Saturday. So on Friday is where the people in the offices get their time out. So we got Friday off. Then we barbecuing and we doing all these good family things. I don't know about you guys, but I am so happy to be back out. I'm just telling you guys, just being cooped up in the house. First thing, let me tell you the first problem with stay at home. Let me tell you the first, you know what, I need to stop looking at this screen. There's just new stuff popping up on this screen right here. I'm about to get up and shout. There's like, did you just see that? Did you just see that? I'm telling you,
watching it delayed too, so like it's already done happened by the time you see
right,
it.
But, guys, definitely, I'm like, the craziest thing about staying at home during this whole COVID thing was work. Like, I never turned off. I was too busy either doing these applications for these grants or the PPP program and just answering. I was behind the scenes in the trenches, guys. I'm telling you, when it's a crazy experience of what we have undergone now, I got swarms of calls from all kind of churches, nonprofits, businesses that was like, Lissette, I need you to hook me up. And I feel like we were in the right setting, you know, to get everything that we need. But let me tell you something, guys. I got to put some of my family members on blast who are going out here and they're getting these grants. I'm just telling you, it is bothering my soul, and I wanted to hold on until I came on the show to talk about it. First off, guys, I'm hoping that everyone who is out there and they are applying for this EDIL grant, that they have legitimate businesses or legitimate business-ish. Don't think for a second that these people are giving you a grant and you don't have a business that is not going to boomerang back on you. I'm just letting you know, as your sister, I feel like as your, you know, your business consultant, you know, I feel like I need to tell you guys this right now. They're going to find a way for you to account for that money. Mm-hmm. So, and we're out here and we, you know, we all joining together and, you know, I don't want to just say that it's black folks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say that it's just
not
black folks.
It's
because
not.
It's not. But I'm saying to my family, the one that has the same color as me, that we can get into a point where we always think this free money is good money. My mom has always told us that not everybody's money is your money. I don't know if elders have always ever told you guys that, but not everybody's money is your money. You have to be able to utilize this money necessary to grow. I feel like we're in the best shift right now professionally. In our businesses, you know, we're fighting for so much leverage, guys. And I just say, don't think that this money's free. They say it's a grant. They say you don't have to pay it back, and all that's fine and dandy. But I'm telling you, if you're using it for the wrong purpose, they're going to want to see. Now, I have managed a lot of grants over the course of my life, over the course of my professional life, and I know that with a grant always comes what? Grant management, meaning that you're going to have to show and keep records regarding your expenses on this particular grant. Please believe me. Please believe me that they're not just going to, they just going to hit you up and then they're just going to walk away. Please believe me that you're going to have to account for this. And if not, it's going to put you in a bigger hole. So I want you guys to just understand that if you have a business, if you are a sole proprietor, if you do have an EIN number, then just make sure that you guys are keeping really good records. Make sure that you're accounting for everything that you have used this money for. If you don't know what you need, research that. Don't just be ignorant and just walk around and just say, I got the money. Research that thing. See what they're going to allow you to spend that money on, so that when you do come to the point where you have to show mm-hmm. how you expense this, that you can be able to prove it. And that's just it. I said, I'm going to stop doing taxes this year. I'm going to have to shut it down, because I know next year.
Right.
I know next year.
You already know.
It's going to be a line item on there that's going to talk about this particular grant. Mark my words. And they're going to count it as a certain level of income.
Oh, absolutely.
You got to.
Absolutely. It's interesting, because I saw all the posts. And everybody was asking. Everybody, and every post said, "You coming up? Everybody coming up on 10 stacks. Everybody getting 10 stacks. Everybody getting 10 stacks. 10 stacks. 10 stacks." And I'm like, "Where is these people getting this money from? I hadn't even,
didn't even understand that. I heard, that $10,000.
Yeah.
You hear it.
Yeah. Right?
But what they don't really understand is the only way that you can account for getting 10 stacks is if you have 10 employees.
Right.
Or if you have $10,000 worth of expenses that can be accounted for. So let me see where everybody, I'm telling you, anybody who got it, just let me know. Let me know, how did you do it in that aspect. They probably ain't going to tell you that. You might be an informant.
Well.
I'm going to tell you how you got that. How I got it is my business. That's how you're going to say it. It's my business. Mine, yours. But I'm telling you guys, as we're going into this process, there are so many businesses that are closing their doors, so many, because they could not begin to survive what's going on. And we can look at this whole situation as, as if it's doomsday, but I feel like for some of us, if you're a legitimate business, then I feel like that grant belongs to you. But if you're not a legitimate business and you're not out here suffering, for businesses, we're always coming out of our pockets before we even get to earn one dime of profit, mm-hmm. And there are some people out here who legitimately have expenses that they need this grant for, So here's the thing. This money runs out. This is not an unlimited source. If you don't have a business, then don't take the money out of a business's mouth. Don't take the money out of somewhere where it can be allocated to someone who really needs it. Because other than that, you're draining the pot, and we're still, at worse off than where we started. That's just me. I had to vent off of that. I had to get that off my chest, because I was getting calls about this thing. And I'm like, look, since when smoking weed was a business? Now, here's the thing.
It's my startup.
It's your startup. You done invested all this money.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not a business. It's cannabis is a business, but if you're smoking it, it's not. If you're smoking it and not selling it, and you're not selling it legitimately, that's it. If you're stripping, they have that on there. You know that, right? They have all the little check boxes to ask you about this particular grant.
Like if you was a stripper?
If you was a stripper, if you're like doing adult entertainment, that's not you. That's not worthy of this grant.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's
glad not I worthy. Didn't. I'm glad I didn't check that box.
It's not worthy.
I didn't.
If you're doing any you're not worthy of it. You gotta be worthy of the grant now. You're not worthy of it if you're selling drugs.
Oh, what about street pharmacists?
Yeah, no, they're not worthy of it.
What about outside pharmaceutical specialists?
Anybody who is not is not filing taxes.
What about adult recreational expert?
What is that? What is that? AKA what? Adult recreational.
No, adult recreational expert.
I don't know.
Mike, did you get it?
Yes.
That is.
Import,
okay.
Export.
Right.
Okay. Sorry, that's right over my head. What is that? That's some hard labor. But no, it doesn't warrant for the grant. I'm
okay.
Sorry, guys.
Right.
But I mean, just
I was gonna try to apply for a second one.
Yeah, you was trying to get you a second check, huh? No. No. You can't do all that. None of that. None of that is warranted. I'm just saying. But guys, I'm saying that to say that if you do have a business idea or a legitimate, you know, business and you want to get that thing started, don't curse it. Don't curse your business ideas by taking things that you don't need. That's just it. I'm talking about need for your business. I look at grants all the time, guys. I get grant notifications coming over all the time. I read the eligibility on those particular grants. I find if I'm eligible for it or not. If I'm not, guess what? I'm not going to create anything to make myself eligible. If it's not according to the system, which we're going to get in today, if it's not according to your plan, your process, your goal, your structures, you have to rethink, why are you establishing a business? Why are you establishing a nonprofit? Why are you doing these things? And if you have a plan set, then we're good to go. You can be able to take that and build on it, and there's going to be grants out there. There's going to be, you know, resources out there that will help you grow in your specific category. If you don't have it, then don't do it. Don't if it doesn't fit, don't force it. I'm just telling you. That's just my little nugget, But, guys, guess what? Today we're going to talk about a great topic today. We're going to talk about systems. Here's the thing, guys. As I was sitting, you know, and we're enduring this process. We're enduring the process of the COVID. We're doing the process of, you know, the death of George Floyd and the death of a lot of black men who have, you know, engaged. And as well as looking at, like, my family members who are incarcerated and everything, the first thing that came to mind, guys, was systems. Systems. Why do we have these type of systems? People are ready to overthrow the public safety system. They want police officers just to be, there's no more funds. They want to just get rid of public safety. And they want to get rid of any type of system or tear down any type of system that will not, how can I say, bring equality and fairness to black people. And for me, guys, I believe that that is the honest to God truth. We need to do that. But in order for us to, how can I say, combat certain systems, in order for us to fight certain systems, we have to know what these systems are. We got to know what a system is. Because I just kept hearing that. It just kept, I don't want to say it irked me for people to keep saying that. Like, we gotta stop the system. We gotta stop the system. Now, we look at these systems that have been designed over hundreds of years ago. Hundreds of years ago that have been implemented for their own particular purpose. And for us, the first thing we go to say is we gotta break the system. How do we do that? Unless we understand what systems are. You know, how do we do that unless we really study that process and know exactly how we can strategically go into a specific system and create what is necessary to benefit us, to benefit businesses, to benefit our community? We have to understand that. We can't just use that as a word. So that's what our series for Grindology will be for the next couple of shows, is to talk about this thing. Let's dissect this thing. Let's bring it out, put it out there, and then let's see from our, you know, within that, can we create a strategic plan that's going to benefit our children, our communities, and our families. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what are systems. What are they? We're going to school today in Grindology. We're giving you the nuggets necessary for you guys to create the right systems in your own life so that we can all grow and get to the levels that God called us to get to. So we're going to go into a quick break. I'm trying to get back, guys. I'm trying to get my words and my vowels and my syllables together. But we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to get right into this system thing right here on Grindology. I love you guys. I missed you. Oh, my God. I missed you so much. I missed you. Pastor Angela, I missed you, girl. My bad. We got, they like, huh? What'd you say, baby? We got system. Anywho, we got system, guys. that we use every day. Like, when we're out amongst the world and we're driving, we have systems that organizes our environment. We have governmental systems that, you know, organize our country and the way that we manage our country. And then we have systems that we implement in our own homes and our own personal lives. I'm telling you guys, with that, our lives are constantly driven by systems. So how do we be able to, how can I say, combat the systems that are not treating us fairly, that are not the best systems? How do we combat those systems? How do we get to that point where we, how can I say, engage in the change necessary? So I was doing my research because I'm a grindologist. That's what I do. I always have to research. I always have to dig. I love digging. I love digging. I love pulling data. I love analyzing data. That's just, you know, that's, I don't know, that's a passion. Is that a passion? Is that a passion, babe? I think it is. But I feel like I consider it to be a gift that I can be able to do that. So the first thing we needed to understand, guys, is what are systems? You know, what are they really? You know, we can sit and say that, you know, they're just, you know, things that are just organized to help us. But I wanted to get to the root of it, right? So according to definition, right, a system is a set of things working together as a part of a mechanism or an interconnecting network, such as a railroad system. It's a set of principles or procedures according to which something is done, an organized framework or method, a prevailing political or social order, especially when regarded as oppressive. What are you saying, Dr. Damon? So that is definitely how we identify that. That's a system. A system is a structure. It's an organization. It's an order. It's an arrangement. It's a complex apparatus. It's a network, an administration, an institution. You know, so when we think about it, but a system is also a method. It's a technique. It's a process. It's a procedure. It's an approach to something. It's an establishment. The powers that be. A ruling class is a system. So systems can be a method or it can be a form of authority. It can be a technique or an organization or a structure. That is what a system is. So then what, when do we implement these systems and why? You know, why do we put these systems together, right? Now, given the fact of what we've seen over the course of these months with everything, I hear a lot of people talk about systems and how systems are oppressive. Why are they designed that way? And I'm going to tell you this, guys. I have to be honest with you. I have to tell you my testimony of what I experienced. So it was like maybe about a couple of months ago. I was sitting and I was watching the news. I know, guys, we are tired of watching. You know what? I have fasted from watching the news right now. It just has took me to a whole nother level. I don't really watch a lot of TV anyway, but during this whole stay at home and everything going, you know, haywire, I had to like sit and watch the news. I had to just watch what was going on. And in there, you started seeing so much, you know, and it's so easy for people to get to that level to say, oh my God, it's the end of the world, right? The world is coming to an end. You know, so we get that end of the world, Armageddon process going on in our minds because of the COVID and because of, you know, the killings and the rioting and, you know, and just everything that was just going and just being exposed. People tearing down statues of things that had the wrong representation of a system. And, you know, it was like people, like we had the President Trump basically blaming former President Obama because of a system with the COVID, saying that he was the one that should have known and should have put something in place. So it fell down on me and it was trickled down on me. We started going through all these processes, right, as it relates to systems. And I just, you know, I prayed about it, but then I just had to
you know, I woke up in the morning and I went into Revelation. Now, here's the thing, guys. I have never touched Revelation. Like, it gets too complex for me. It's like, I just feel like it's just one of those things that is just way over the top. And then when I go into a specific mode, I was like, okay, why, God, do you have me in the book of Revelation? Why am I in the book of Revelation? So I'm in there, guys, and I'm reading, like, the different aspects of where John was in that particular moment. I was like, you know, like, really like, man, this is crazy. But what I understood about it, just to sum it up, because I at first I thought I was the crazy. You know how you had that crazy lady on the train that preaches the end of the world? And she has, like, this crazy revelation about stuff that everybody that if they hear, they'd be like, oh, she crazy. She lost her mind. That's where I was. I thought I was a crazy lady on the train, you know, about this whole thing. But one thing that I summarized about the book of Revelations was that it was a system. And it was talking about, the revelation or what's to come about this particular system. So my eyes was like, really open. I was like talking to Mike till like 3 o'clock. He fell asleep on me. I was like, but you don't understand. This is what it is. It was so crazy. It was so crazy. Like, you were like, he fell asleep on me, Dr. Dane. I'm just saying, he didn't want to hear no more about my revelation, my understanding, what God was bringing to me. He was supposed to be my support system at that time. He fell asleep on me. But anywho, it really talks about the systems, how the systems were birthed, where they actually reside, and how rooted we are in these particular systems. Going from Europe to, you know, Christopher Columbus, going all the way to Africa and the slave trade, going all the way to China, and, you know, and that impact, and to America. It just blew my mind, guys. It blew my mind. But it helped me to really understand that people implement systems for various reasons, right? They implement systems, one, to benefit the individuals in a specific goal that they're trying to accomplish. They, you know, use it to specifically benefit themselves. You know, so it's a personal, you know, benefit from it. Either they're making money from it, or they're, you know, they were even inherited. You can be inherited into a system. And that was the crazy thing for me. I'm like, man, you can really, like, we have children who are born in long money, long ruling money from, like, George Washington's lineage. And I'm like, this is long money. Walmart, long money. Like, some people are born into these particular systems, and they are actually designed to carry that system on. So after I started freaking out over this whole thing, guys, and was getting into it, I'm like, okay, how can we, as people who want to break a system, how do we get to that point? How do we get to that level where we can effectively shift a system that has not been in our favor for decades, for thousands of years? How do we break that system? You know, how do we infiltrate? How do we combat that system? When, one, here's the thing, I'm like, we've been in this system for hundreds of years, right? Our ancestors, you know, our fathers and our forefathers have been victims of this particular system for so long. So it's rooted and embedded in us, right? And then there was a creation of other systems, right? Like the Jim Crow system and other systems that have mentally created this certain level of output, because that's what a system does. It's supposed to create a certain level of output. This is the output. So now we're in a governing system that is designed to, you know, keep us at a certain limit, to constrain us at a certain limit. And then our thought processes are a result of that system. How do we combat that, guys? How do we get to that point where, one, we have to change our thought process and be able to work together? Because here's the thing, guys. People always say black folks can't work together. We can't work together. We always want to be this loner type, meaning that we can't collaborate. This is always the what we call them, the stigmas that they put on black folks. We can't come together. We can't formulate. And here's the thing. There has been proof that it has been done. You know, there has been people, there has been black people who have came together and formed Black Wall Street. There's people that came together and formed Change. And, you know, and we're at that level again. But how do we get there? How do we shift those systems? So one of the things that I understood about the process, right, is that as things grow and evolve, systems must change. When we're okay, like, you know, one system is created out of a simpler system, but then it grows into this complex system. It's a seed. So for us, as things have evolved, as black people, as we have evolved, as the world has evolved, as our children have become more immersed in diversity and engaging in diversity, we have came to a point to understand that now we're in a process that the system has to change. It has to change. And here's the thing, and this is one of the things why I get into the biblical mode, but there has always been a carrier of that system, a creator, someone who has to take that system to the next level, right? We have Martin Luther King who took, who combated the system and took it to a next level. We have a lot of other activists, a lot of other rights, and to be honest with you, I feel the same way. I feel like George Floyd is a catalyst to that shift in the system where now we have to make that change. So a lot of people have died for us to be able to have that type of leverage or that type of willpower to want to change the system. So here's another thing, guys, I feel. The creator of the system will always be overly protective. If you create a system, you hear it all the time, right? People who create systems, they identify that as their baby, right? If it was passed, if the system was passed down from their fathers and their grandfathers and their father's fathers, they're overly protective of it. And the way that they are protecting it is based on the type of power that they possess, right? If they have if they possess the power to create war in order to protect a particular system, they're going to do that. If they got money, in which they can use money in order to change or manipulate things to keep the system intact, they're going to do it. You know, so when I think about that, is that, yeah, people are upset because not only for us, we have the ability to infiltrate that system, but it's the willpower, it's the understanding, it's being, how can I say, focused on really changing it. You know, for me, I love the protest. You know, I don't like the rioting. That rioting was crazy. I don't know about you guys, but I have went through some of our neighborhoods.
You didn't get a new TV? When they...
I did not.
Okay, just check.
Not with the stimulus.
You ain't get...
Not on a boat. Not
no.
With a goat.
Okay.
I did not get a new TV.
Just checking. Just checking.
I didn't get a new TV, guys.
Mike didn't get no... You didn't get no Jordans?
No. Mike did not get a Jordan.
I thought you would have came up on your hot dog cart by then.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let me move on.
Oh, wow.
Sausages. I'm sure there was one somewhere that was vacant. Let me stop.
A mess. I'm telling you guys that real talk. It was like walking through some of my neighborhoods, right? Driving through the west side, looking at some of these things. I seen liquor stores being broken into.
Really,
I mean, the things I seen that were broken into in our area, I went, where did we go? We went to the west side. We went to, was it Madison? Madison and Cicero? No, Madison and Cermak. Is that right there where the sketch is at on the corner and the church is chicken across the street? North Avenue and Cicero. That's where we were. Sketch is gone.
Yeah.
It's back open. It was, everything was boarded beyond belief. I was driving down the street. I seen liquor stores and currency exchanges. Now, I don't know. Here's my thing, right? I feel like if you're going to be a criminal, be a smart one, right? If you're going to do something crazy, do it. Who is keeping money out in the open for you to grab at the currency exchange?
First of all,
I'm trying to see what you're getting from the currency exchange.
See, we got this. Let me. I'm finna do my best Bernie Mac right now. Put the camera on me. Sorry. First of all, we don't have smart criminals anymore.
God.
The day of the smart criminal is gone. That's gone. They no longer exist. You got a bunch of goofballs who mask, no mask, fingerprints, no fingerprints, didn't care, and they run in and out of these stores with absolutely no sense of yeah, just
that's a whole,
we ain't gonna get on that
guys.
Part. Yeah, let me let that go.
Like,
all right.
I just couldn't even begin to understand where we were with it. I just don't understand. But going back to what we were talking about in terms of the system. Oh, look at that. I'm getting a delay now. I'm a little slow right now, guys, because I am enjoying all the new bells and whistles that are going on in the studio. So, like, I'm here, but then I'm right here, and then I see a camera pointed on my bruh, and I'm like, look at my bruh. That was so cool. Yeah, I'm a little delayed. But for the most part, guys, it was just one of those things that, you know, going back to saying that people who create these systems are overly, overly protective. And based on the level of power that they have, they will do what is necessary to protect that system. For us, we have to understand what that system is. Where is it coming from? We got to dissect that thing to the point to know how to strategically attack these particular systems. I mean, we can be like a virus and go ahead and do that. Another thing that I had to talk about, guys, as it pertains to systems, in order to combat a system, a bad system, you must come from up under the old thinking embedded within that system. For me, guys, you can't get to a point where we're trying to fight a system with an old system mentality. We have to fight a system with the idea of where we're going or the direction or the goal we're looking to accomplish to hit that system. You know, for us, if someone throws, and here's this is the same way, like I seen it with this grant, right? Someone's throwing money our way. I feel like when I see that, I feel like, have you ever been to a pond and you throw some food out and it's saturated with fish? And then when you throw the bread out, like everybody starts gobbling up the fish come up from the top and then start going in. That's the way I feel about certain situations. When we're getting tossed like pennies, you know, as businesses, as entrepreneurs, when we're getting tossed, you know, the tools and fuels, we jump at it. And one of the things that I have understood and learned about, you know, for us as African Americans, right, we are the highest consuming race. We consume more than anybody else. We buy and we spend more than anybody else. We're constantly consuming. We're constantly purchasing. And they know that we are the market. They start building stores and things in our particular community to serve that purpose. That's why someone can come into the community and get a grant. And next thing you know, we have a liquor store open. Or we have a convenience store, a corner store open, or we have a nail salon open, or a beauty supply store open, something that's open that's going to appeal to us in our market.
So is it that, because we're talking about systems, right? So is it that, I don't want to say most of, because that's putting people in a box, but that some of our people, it probably is a lot though, a lot of our people don't know how the systems work.
Absolutely.
So that's why it's easy. That's why so many quote unquote people who are not necessarily American or whatever can come into our areas, open up whatever,
yeah,
liquor store, braid shop, whatever it is.
Anything that appeals to the black consumer.
Anything that we buy,
yeah,
but it's never us. It's never us that's opening the shop. Because I'm glad you mentioned this, because as I was leaving out the other day, on the bottom end of where I live at, there's a commercial property.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lady staring in the window when I got ready to leave. And I'm like, "You okay?" And she was like, "Well, I'm trying to figure out who owns this," because it used to be a natural hair salon. It's been two natural hair salons since I've been living there. So the lady moved out. They closed down. So I gave her the number of the people who own that particular spot, because she's opening up a nail technician. I don't know what the right terminology is, but nail technician. And she was saying, I was like, "Wow." I said, "Well, black owned nail technician in Bridgeport/Bronzeville.
That is good.
I don't know that they exist." So, because I know I see a lot of nail shops,
yeah,
up and down 35th Street, but ain't none of them black owned.
Right.
So even in Bronzeville, there's nail shops, but they not black owned. So I was like, "Wow." I said, "You might actually last."
Yeah.
Right? So, but
really?
But we don't have that, again, knowledge base to start.
Absolutely.
To even know what to do. It's just like, think about all the people you had to help with the whole loan thing.
Yeah.
You know, people are not aware of the information.
Yeah. Yeah, because one of the things, and that's a perfect segue, right? One of the things that I was asking a lot of the businesses, because now when they're asking me what to put on these particular applications, my question is, where's your P&Ls? Where's your profit and loss statements? Where's your, your banking statements? How much, it's crazy that sometimes I have businesses who do not understand what cost of goods sold means, So it's like you said, Dr. Dana, it's having that ability to change your way of thinking. And the only way that we can change our way of thinking to effectively combat a system is to understand what that system is and see where do we fit in that system. Because like you said, we don't know exactly what is warranted to us being in a community or being a new business or being a startup where we can be the one that opening up the beauty supply stores or opening up the things in which our people are, consuming, And I can say all day, "Oh yeah, if I open up a liquor store and I'm a black owned liquor store, I'm feeding poison to my community." People get to that point where they be like, you won't be happy if it's a black owned liquor store.
But if Benny's open up.
If it's Benny's, it's classy. That's what that is. Now, how many?
So it's classy poison. Because when you sell the Hennessy, you selling poison to the people.
When I sell it, it's in a clean environment.
But I'm Benny's, and it's good poison.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry. Help me out.
It's legitimate poison. If it's.
See, and you said a lot. He said, "Ain't nobody hanging out in front of Benny's."
No. Ain't nobody kicking it on and buying Wild Irish Rolls out of Benny's.
I've
never seen it. Is there Wild Irish Rolls in Benny's?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I went to. She's like, "It's there. $3.99, three for $9. I love it. But going to back. Now y'all got me on Benny's. And I'm just speaking about Wild Irish Rolls. We had went to Alabama the other week on a family vacation to our home, right? So we went into a gas station that had like 15 flavors of Wild Irish Rolls. I'm just saying, guys, this is a side. This is a sidebar. So if you don't want to engage, I can understand.
They come in different flavors.
15 flavors. And one Wild Irish Rose had the nerve to have ginseng in it. I said, you know what? Marketing is terrible.
I mean, you know.
There's no way.
I mean,
ginseng in a Wild Irish Rose bottle.
Ned DeWino got to get his too. No?
That is the worst ever in life to see, guys. I'm telling you, that was bad.
I salute you.
In there, you got 15. First of all, I thought Wild Irish Rose went away. That's all I thought it went away.
What? No, you ain't thought that.
I did.
You couldn't have thought that.
I did. I did. I have not. I seen Mad Dog 2020. Now we talking about liquors for the winos. But I've seen Mad Dog 2020 in a plethora of flavors. But I seen ginseng in Wild Irish Rose.
And how much was that again? What? Oh, okay, just. I'm just saying, just in case, you know, it is first Sunday. We might have to just get me run out.
Hey, you just gonna go get the great Wild Irish Rose?
I'm just saying, if they got the, you know, if it's first Sunday and your congregation is a little short, if you serve that Wild Irish Rose with the ginseng, 9 months later, you got about 25, 30 new church members.
You might get yourself. You might get yourself something. I'm done, guys. Okay, I'm crazy.
Let me stop.
But that's real talk. Let's get back. Let's circle back in. You know, this is my first day back, guys. Back into the spot.
You started that.
And this is what happens. This is what happens. I have to just be Hey, if I'm not transparent, I don't know what I'm at. I don't know what I'm eating if I'm not transparent. But in order to combat the systems, guys, we got to change our way of thinking. We have to learn and educate ourselves about the system versus just using it as a trendy term, you know, because here's the thing. You're combating years of oppression, years of systems that have been rooted, embedded, not in only into our daily lives, but into our thinking. So, I mean, it's crazy. But another point about this, guys, is that if we're going to shift the system, so that our family, our communities, our children's children, and the ones that are supporting us can grow, we have to know and be willing to learn a new system and a new way of thinking. Sometimes it's comfortable for us to sit in the current system that we're in. Sometimes it's comfortable. Why? Because it's giving us something. It's giving us a link card, or it's giving us medical, or it's giving us, you know, a check at the end of the month, or, you know, it's giving us these small, minute benefits in this system. But if it's not allowing us to start businesses, if it's not allowing us to own our own banks, if it's not allowing us to get affordable and sufficient health care, if it's not allowing us to have the public safety systems in our community, then what we're receiving from the current system and what we're getting, what we really need, is two different things. So I feel like we have to be able to learn what that system is so that we can buy. That's what's been in my heart since we've been in here.
Like, that was the sad part about you not being able to do your show.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, this conversation was needed second week of March,
yeah,
right? Because people had to adjust systems, because churches, businesses, schools, everybody had to adjust their system they were comfortable with and everything. And then all of a sudden, all that got interrupted. And now it's like, how am I now communicating, right? Yeah. Everybody's now all of a sudden, you know, look at it this way. I'll take the church side out of it. Let's look at it from a business standpoint. How many businesses now realize our people can work from home,
right?
That I can actually work from home, that people are still getting, some people are getting more work done.
Oh, my God.
Some people are getting more work done at home. Yeah.
I think my bosses was in love with me. they said this girl was busting down heavy hours. Because it just seems like when you don't, I don't have to take that long commute to work. I don't have to.
You're not tired before you get there. You're not frustrated before you get there.
I'm sitting there knocking it out like I'm.
You ain't fighting with the closet to figure out what to put on in the morning.
Nothing. I just got up.
You just got up. You may, and please
the laptop.
Right. I might. You know, be honest. I might brush my teeth. I might not. Cause
hey, I might do it at 12.
Exactly. That's real talk, though.
I might do it when the scent starts.
Hey, when I smell it, like, all right, let me don't take this quick little break real quick.
But real talk, though, I had to, you know, and it was an adjustment for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, understanding, like, you know, my brother said, like, if we had that talk. And for me, it was like being connected to my family and my children. It was nerve-wracking to say, but it was like definitely needed. You know, it was like one of those things where you had to stop and then you had to communicate with your children about what they're seeing in the news, you know, about what people feel and having to combat that anger that you feel in your family for what they have seen and encountered. And It feels like it always falls into our lap. Like we're always the first to always get the worst thing, but the last to always get the best thing. And that was like, for me, it was like, okay, I had to do some research. I had to put my own form of system in place and then begin to understand, okay, what is this? Why am I reading the book of Revelations as it relates to professional aspects of this? Why am I going into these particular aspects of understanding systems? Because I'm telling you guys, everything is shifting. It's not, you know, everybody's like, oh, it won't be the same. It won't be the same. We can keep saying that, but we have to believe it within our hearts and within our souls that things are not going to be the same. But does that give us the reason to just negate and just see what the system that we're trying to combat is going to give us? Or is that the time for us to come together and join together and make sure that we put a system that will benefit us and others? I just feel like that's important. So just going, because we're closing out, because it's been an hour, right?
Oh.
I can talk all day because I miss you guys. You just don't know. But an overview of this is just saying that as things grow and evolve, systems must change. I'm talking about in your own home, if you're having plans to start a business, if you're having plans to start a new job, you must understand that system that relates. Even when we're going to work every day, business is a system. We go to work and we execute a certain part of that system for our CEO or for the company that we work for. So we're already part of a system. We live them, we breathe them, and we teach them to our children. But when we get to the point now that we have to shift and evolve to make sure that these systems are fair to us, and if they're not fair to us, we do what's necessary to shift it in our power. Because if the creator is going to do of the system is going to do everything in his power to protect a system that has oppressed a certain class of people, then I feel like for us, we have to do the same thing. We have to protect ourselves in this season and be able to study, learn, and understand what these systems are. And that's what we're going to do at Grindology for the rest of, I want to say the rest of this month. I got some people that are coming in that I'm telling you are system oriented. They are system driven. They're going to put this thing in us. They're going to lock the key and throw it away. And then when we walk away with this, we can come together and create the systems, the essential systems that are necessary. Definitely, definitely. But guys, I'm telling you, it has been a very exciting ride for all of us. I am just introducing you guys to a tiny portion of what is going to be pretty much displayed over the course of these shows. And I just feel like you guys, we will benefit from this and understanding. You know, our people perish from a lack of knowledge. We have to be the ones that understand this. We have to teach our kids these systems. We have to create them, sow the seed, and plant it and let it grow in the right way so that when we leave here, our children have the system that we established for them and not what someone else has given them. So, guys, that's been all. This is Brenda Wallace with your girl. I miss you guys. You looking good out there. I know you guys are ready. I know y'all are out here. Y'all ready to get your grind on, and we're ready to go to the next level. We got to start these businesses. We got to start these social enterprises out here. We got to make profit with a purpose. We got to learn where we're going so that we can go farther. I love you guys, and I will see you next Thursday.